or inappropriate or, you know, even aggressive comments, whatever it may be. How many of the husbands in the audience, if they had a wife to whom a biological male exposed himself, would want to take action right away? To your point about the illegality.
Yeah, almost everyone in our audience, I bet.
Yes. So, I mean, this is not some minor, you're talking
and
about the legal issues here.
Even crazier daughters, right? You're talking about some 18-year-old girls are in the locker room changing so they can go compete, and a dude walks into their locker room and changes because he identifies as a woman. I mean, it is utter madness.
The left doesn't just say it's normal, Claire. They say if you have a problem with it, you're a bad person. To that we say, stop being crazy, libs.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You've heard us talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given us the good night's sleep we both need. He continues to roll out new products for us to try, from the pillows to the towels to the mattress toppers and the Giza sheets.
Mike's latest incredible deal is on his Giza Dream sheets, which you've heard us rave about before. These are sheets I have on my bed. They're made from the world's best cotton, Giza.
They're ultra soft and breathable, yet also extremely durable. And right now, the Giza Dream sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with the promo code Clay and Buck. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee as well.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream sheets. With our promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's free book with your purchase. And your promo code Clay and Buck, or call 800-792-3269.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Kevin Wolf. Is the price of gas going up or going down here in Southern Nevada? Gubernatorial candidate Joey Gilbert tells us what, if anything, the state can do about it. It's all part of our Monday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Wake up with the CW. Start your day with Kelly Curran and your weather authority.
I'll keep you prepared for the best or the worst all week long.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden's new budget calling for a tax on the wealthiest Americans and more police funding. Greg Clugston has the latest.
In the president's proposal, households worth more than $100 million would face a minimum tax of 20%. The White House says it would apply to the top 0.01% of households. Mr. Biden would also boost police funding, a proposal at odds with the far-left wing of his party. White House officials claim the president's plan would cut projected budget deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Reaction has been very quick. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst Richard Stern tells the Salem Radio Network that Biden is using deceptive language when he talks about incomes of households worth $100 million or more.
When Biden talks about that tax, a minimum tax on very wealthy households, that's not what that is at all. More than 90% of the wealth of these households are businesses.
Also at townhall.com, while authorities near Boulder, Colorado, say the latest wildfire there is some 35% contained, it's a different situation in Texas. Coryell County Emergency Management Director Robert Harrell says the Crittenburg Complex fire has burned 17,000 acres.
When we got here to this fire, it was actually three separate fires burning on Fort Hood and outside of Fort Hood. And now those fires have converged into one fire, and it's now called the Crittenburg Complex.
China has begun an extensive lockdown to conduct mass testing and control a growing COVID outbreak in Shanghai. China's largest city had handled past outbreaks with limited lockdowns. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. After a 22% jump last year, car thefts in Southern Nevada continue to rise. Local police officials say this year has already seen a 12% increase in stolen vehicles compared to just a year ago. The most popular vehicles to steal? The Chevy Silverado, the Honda Civic and Accord, and all of the Ford F-Series pickups and GMC pickups. Police say the biggest reason for the increase in thefts is the rising cost of the value of those vehicles. Used vehicles are up 40%. Sounds like a Hollywood ending to a great college basketball coaching career, as Duke is now favored to win the NCAA basketball title in Coach K's swan song. Duke is a 4.5-point favorite over arch-rival North Carolina in Saturday's national semifinal. The Tar Heels embarrassed Duke back on March 5th, beating the Blue Devils 94-81 in Coach K's final home game. In the other semifinal, Kansas is a 4-point favorite over Villanova in the NCAA championship game. Will be played on Monday night next week.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch out for blowing debris on the area freeways out there. People don't know what a trash can looks like sometimes, but those gusty wind conditions may affect you. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 West at the airport connector, and lane restrictions downtown between Main and Eastern on the 515.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, March 28th. Good to have you with us. Everybody and their brothers talking about Will Smith attacking Chris Rock. Chris Rock isn't going to press charges, so it looks like LAPD's hands are tied. It just goes as a very highly publicized slap. Victor Jake's joining us, the columnist three times a week for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Good morning, and good afternoon, Victor. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
So did you see it live, or have you seen clips of the slap?
I saw clips, yes. I saw the standard version. I saw the slow mo version. I saw clips with commentary. So I saw what happened.
So what did you make of it? Is the prosecutors in LA County are their hands tied if Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges? I mean, everybody saw it.
I that's my assumption. I'm not an expert on the law, but I would assume that the victim would have to be the one willing to press charges. I thought the funniest part of the whole thing was that Will Smith was laughing at Chris Rock's joke about his wife. And, and you go back to Chris Rock on stage and he's ready to move on. All of a sudden, Will Smith's coming up. And, I watched the slow-mo version because, I think there's a lot of talk about, oh, is this stage where they're trying to, make it interesting because the Oscars are so boring. And, I mean, I don't think it was staged. I mean, Chris Rock stood there, and I don't think I just don't think he had any indication that it was going to happen. Yeah, that was my takeaway from watching the slow-mo version. And incredible props to him for just shaking it off, deciding not to poke further fun at Will Smith and his wife, and then delivering the Oscar, I think, for a documentary. I mean, it was an incredible scene.
Well, and what's interesting? You're exactly right. The Oscars, of all the award shows, Grammys, Emmys, doesn't matter, all of the award shows, and this is the most stodgy, boring, it was the lead story on most of the newscasts this morning.
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw someone snark on Twitter that if we knew there would be physical violence between two people at the Oscars, but we didn't know who it would be, the ratings would triple overnight. I thought, yeah, there's something to that. That was actually something interesting.
Now my question is though, where is the moral outrage? Somebody doing something like this, a heinous act, in public before what 15, 20 million people. And the fact is that okay, Time for the after party, and then he's spotted dancing to get jiggy with it at the Vanity Fair party just a matter of an hour or so after all of this went down.
Well, he won the Oscar for best actor, and, you know, he got applauded up on the stage. It was really incredible. It's reminds you of Harvey Weinstein, where everyone, you know, basically the idea that certain people in Hollywood can do whatever they want and everyone knows it and no one pays any sort of attention. And it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of true. You know, Will Smith is a tremendous actor, makes really enjoyable movies, and apparently that gives him the right to go and assault someone on stage and no one really reacts. I think the takeaway is, you know, enjoy Hollywood movies, but when they start lecturing you on how there are moral betters, disregard.
Was he justified in doing it, do you think? I mean, if you're talking to your kids about this, your family, how do you explain this to them?
Well, I mean, he made a bad choice. I mean, no, I don't think he's justified. I mean, first of all, it's a pretty mild comment. And I mean, but probably more importantly, I mean, you're at an event where people will make fun of other people, and some of those people will be in the audience. And, you know, that's part of what comes along with being a gazillionaire, is that, and going to events like this and wanting the, you know, the fame and celebrity is, well, sometimes comedians will make fun of you. I really think it was in reaction to some sort of prodding from his wife. Where he, you know, I don't know, thought he was trying to stand up for honor or something, but just sometimes you got to let it go. You know, you just got to move on. And, well, especially in that circumstance. I mean, it's literally a joke from a comedian. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, Don Rickles did this for 40 years. You know, making fun of people in the front row. That's just the nature of it. And the opening monologues usually are all about that, making fun of the celebrities.
That's kind of half the reason. Well, I mean, there are lots of reasons people watch, but that's the enjoyable part, right? I mean, here are the people who are the rich and the famous, and you know, the people who are popular and adored, and okay, they're going to get cut down to size for 10 minutes a year. It doesn't seem like too much to ask.
Would you like to see some A-list celebrity Hollywood folks come out and criticize? Because I haven't seen it yet. Is there any out there?
You know, I can't say I'm super plugged in. I haven't seen it. I think Hollywood does, you know, protect its own in a lot of ways. And, you know, I certainly don't think he's going to be blacklisted from any movies or anything. I mean, it's Will Smith. You know, he's one of the most bankable actors in America. He's going to do this, and no one's really going to bat an eye.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us. By the way, you have anybody still left in the Final Four?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm like a Duke fan, and so I've been so disappointed in Duke that I picked them to lose in the second round. And I'd love for Coach K to go out, you know, with the victory. But if I had to guess, I'd say Kansas is going to walk away with it.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the column online right now, the irony that Biden's female nominee for the Supreme Court can't define the use of the word woman. Can you explain what you meant?
Well, it was really an incredible scene. I mean, Ketanji Brown Jackson is up there, and she's being cross-examined, or I don't know what the right term is. You know, asked questions by the committee, and the senator from Tennessee asked her, you know, can you define the word woman? And she says, no, I can't. I'm not a biologist. And it's like, this is like how you would parody a liberal, like, no, isn't able to define a word woman. And here, there she is. She's up in front of the whole world saying, no, I can't define a woman. And, you know, it's what's so funny is it's like, she knows she's not telling the truth. We know she's not telling the truth. She knows that we know she's not telling the truth. And she does it anyway. And it's just an example of the left gender ideology run amok.
How do you think she did otherwise?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the kind of the two, you know, there's two questions there, and are, you know, they don't have the same answers. I mean, did she say something that's going to lose her a vote from a Democrat? No, she didn't. And so, you know, mission accomplished. Even, you know, claiming ignorance about knowing what a woman is. You know, is her judicial philosophy pretty terrifying? Yeah, I think that's, you know, you got that from the hearings, which is what you would expect from a Democrat nominee. You know, it's, you know, there's going to be a case, and it tends to be, well, what outcome do we want as a policy? And therefore, that's what the Constitution says. And that concerns me.
Let me just ask you, when you hear nominees for the Supreme Court say one thing, and then they vote in another way, do we have any? Can we impeach them? Can we get rid of them? I mean, when they literally lie to us and they say, "Well, here's my deeply held belief," and then they vote a totally different way. Can we do anything about that?
Well, I mean, not easily. I mean, impeachment has never been used like that. It's not really what it's intended for. You know, it'd be more like, you know, misconduct or bribery. But that's the challenge of the lifetime tenure. I mean, I think the biggest thing is this idea that the Supreme Court basically is it. You know, that we just have this oligarchy who's up there with lifetime appointments, and whatever they say goes. I mean, that is not in the Constitution, and that was not the framers' intent, and that's not how it worked for several decades. And I think there just needs to be more interaction between, you know, the other branches of the government saying, no, you got that wrong. That's not what the Constitution says. And, you know, each branch kind of dealing with it in their own way, but there needs to be more of a check and balance from the other branches when it comes to Supreme Court decisions that just don't follow the Constitution.
Speaking of that, Ginny Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas, is in some hot water for some tweets and emails that she sent prior to and after the January 6th uprising. And I guess my question is, calls for him to recuse himself on any January 6th matter, do you believe he should do that?
Well, you know, I think if it involves something like, you know, emails or something directly with his wife, then, yeah, that's a pretty personal conflict. And, you know, so, if you're involved, you know, if your spouse is involved, I think that's the time to, you know, to recuse yourself.
But if it's his wife, I mean, it's not this was not Clarence Thomas doing these emails and texts and things like that. Should he still recuse himself?
Well, I mean, I guess it would depend on the specifics of the case. I mean, I think, you know, people who say, you know, oh, she believes this, therefore he should be impeached or taken off the court entirely. I mean, that's, you know, you aren't defined by your spouse's beliefs, certainly. But, you know, if you're ruling on a case and you have a family member as one of the parties, I mean, no, you shouldn't be ruling on that case.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We'll get to what the president has been up to over the course of last week, going to Brussels, going to Warsaw, and now he's laying out the budget for next year. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jenks is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Always good to have him with us on Monday. A good way to kick off the show, kick off the week. Last week, President Biden was, kind of on the hot seat a little bit. He was in Warsaw and in Brussels. And during that visit, he strongly suggested, he didn't just come right out and say it, but he came as close as you can to asking for regime change in Russia. First of all, Victor, what did you make of the initial comments? He didn't exactly say it, but he sure suggested it.
Well, it was pretty clear. I mean, he said Putin cannot be allowed to remain in power. And when I saw the comment, I just thought, oh, my word, what is he doing? And, you know, the reason is not that he's wrong. Of course he's right. Of course Putin's horrible. Of course it'd be great if he was taken out of power. But, you know, in the real world, you have to deal with sometimes people who are evil because they have nuclear weapons. You can't just go in and take them out. And so the question is, you know, if the U.S. policy is, well, Putin can't be allowed to remain in power, what does that do to Putin's thinking? And the logical conclusion is, well, he thinks he's got nothing to lose. And so, you know, the worst case scenario is, you know, how does one ad lib line lead to nuclear war? And, well, that's how it happens. And you know it was bad because the White House, right after the speech went out,